I intend to conduct myself in keeping with respectability when I become president of this international union, because I realize more so than anybody else that the people who can put me in office can take me out of office.
Well, you realize you're going to have a wonderful responsibility to do a lot of good.
Yes, sir, I do.
And you're going to have a great opportunity to do a lot of harm.
I reckon.
What's it going to be, good or bad, that you're going to do?
I recognize both responsibilities, and in my opinion, my record after I'm in office will be the only way I can prove to people of the legislature, individuals, as to my conduct, and I will not be ashamed of it, I'm quite sure.
That's your record after you've been in office. Your record up to the time you get into office isn't too good. I'm telling you that if you don't recognize it yourself. Now, you're going to change yourself around and really do the kind of a job that I know you're capable of doing. You've got ability. You've got IQ. I've told you that time and again. You can do a lot of good in this world, if you will. Are you going to do it?
Well, Senator, I would say in my own particular area, I have did as much good for the working man as any individual in the United States. And I will take my contract that I have negotiated and my procedures and compare them to any union in the same area, and I intend to do the same thing on an overall basis if I become president.
That's all right for your area. I want to shoot you on that. I don't know anything about it, so I can't. But I know what you've been consorting with in the way of people in New York City. And I know that isn't doing you any good, and it isn't doing New York City any good.
And I recognize it.